for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. Now I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Daydream, local news, Tam the Sids here at WRG, and your home, your new home once again for the Racine Raiders. Racine Raiders football kicks off May 3rd, only here on WRGN. It's exactly 7.
Local news and timeless hits, WRGN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A woman in Connecticut has been arraigned on kidnapping and cruelty charges after she allegedly kept her 32-year-old stepson locked in their house for more than two decades. WFSB-TV reporter Amanda Callahan is in Waterbury.
The arrest warrant details the horrific conditions that this man told police he endured. When he was taken to the hospital, he only weighed about 68 pounds. He told police he would be given only two cups of water a day, was locked in his room 22 to 24 hours a day. He was only allowed out to do chores for his stepmother, at most getting 1 minute of time outside to let the dog out.
He was discovered after he set a fire in the house. An atmospheric river is dumping rain on Southern California and prompting evacuation orders. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says some areas scorched by the recent wildfires are getting an inch per hour.
Because the rain is falling at such a rate, there's nothing to hold it back, and just all the mud and debris starts flowing downhill.
Mark Pastrella is the public works director for Los Angeles County.
Those of you who are being given a warning or given an evacuation direction, we ask that you comply with those directions because we do expect that we're going to have some debris flow in this event.
Leaders around the world are promising to retaliate after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all imported steel and aluminum. Trump says he will match any retaliatory tariffs.
We have been abused really for a long time. And we will be abused no longer.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports the president will welcome the head of NATO to the White House today.
The president has repeatedly criticized NATO, which was formed to counter Soviet aggression during the Cold War. He's accused the alliance of not paying its fair share for military spending, recently saying the United States would not defend members who did not pay.
Trump has also questioned if NATO would help defend the U.S. if it were attacked. A judge has ordered Mahmoud Khalil remain detained for at least another week, but not be deported. ICE arrested the Columbia University student who organized pro-Palestinian protests. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
I have interviewed several people. I've talked to people who know him, people who protested with him, who've all said that at no time did they hear him say or share any kind of Hamas-supporting flyers, as the White House has said.
If you're a guy with a spare tire around your waist, your marriage may be partly to blame. CBS's Vicki Barker explains.
Marriage triples the risk of obesity for men, but not for women. Polish researchers presenting their findings at the European Congress on Obesity found married men were 3.2 times more likely to be obese than unmarried men, but there was no similar risk for women.
Futures are looking thin this morning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. There's now a memorial growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine. That's where there was a high-speed collision Sunday that's now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Tyrena Scales was pronounced dead Tuesday after being injured in the crash. Four other teenagers were also injured. Police say it happened when a Camaro driven by Salvador Coronado struck the teenager's vehicle at 16th and Taylor. Police say Coronado was being chased after getting clocked at 90 miles an hour. The suspect is injured with likely homicide charges pending when he recovers. The woman found in the lake Sunday had been missing since December. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the body found in Lake Michigan off Kenosha's shore near Eichelman Park. They say it was Kayla Sobchak, an 18-year-old woman who had been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they are investigating the woman's death. Despite recent federal funding cuts to education programs across Wisconsin, Racine Unified won't take a hit. RacineCountyEye.com has a story today about why RUSD won't feel the cut. Read more online. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday, with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
I want a barbecue. I really want one. I want that so much. My father was the king of that. He loved that barbecue, the Lord of the Grill. He loved it very much. He built us a beautiful brick affair from one of the Popular Mechanics articles, but he must have, you remember those, the easy and fun. It was neither. The crucial measurement must have been under the staple in the magazine, because the grill was on a tilt, and it said in brick, so every hot dog we ever made rolled right onto the ground. Every time, just and you know, fathers, you just pick it up with those long tongs, and nothing wrong with that one, there you go. You know, there's a moth on it. Oh, that's good for you, go ahead, you know. And my mother was just, oh, for goodness sake, she'd take them into the house and wash them off. She'd wash them off and bring them out. I never had a hot dog in my entire life. She'd wash them off and bring them out. It was like eating long, round bologna. Awful food, but Dad could not be stopped.
We're talking music. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I was going to do a St. Patrick's, like an Irish accent, but I ain't going to do it. It's not going to work. Katie Humphrey is here from the Bell City Brass Works. And I was talking to you off the air there for a second. How many bands are you a member of? Get closer to the microphone.
Three on a full-time basis.
And what are they?
The Bell City Brass Works comes first, right?
Today it does.
Depends on the day. They're a sing concert band. And the Kenosha Pops concert band.
And you're also substituting other bands.
Yeah, this week I'm subbing for the Parkside Community Orchestra.
So. What are you, like on call or something?
You know, they need a horn. You know, I'm there. I play French horn.
Yeah, you play French horn. You play any other instruments?
I play piano.
Oh, you do play piano? Mm-hmm.
Not well, but I do play piano.
Are you better than me? I'm taking lessons, and I was telling Katie the other day, I did something unbelievable. I started playing with two hands. I was panicking.
A big deal.
I did it separately, left and right. But when you got to do them together, it's bad enough. Now, I don't look at the keys when I play, but I have to look at the left hand keys. I can read the notes and use my right hand and not look at what's going on, because I'm getting used to it.
Right.
The left hand, I got to peek. Then I lose my place on the note. And the thing with music is the treble scale is so different than the bass scale.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know where the notes are when I see them on the top scale, on the bottom, they're in a different position. The C note is not in the same place.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm not that smart and, you know, brainy enough to figure it out. But you just look at the notes and you could just, it's just like reading a book, huh?
Well, it's enough repetitions. You kind of catch on.
That's what I say, people. How do you do this on the radio all the time?
Practicing.
Enough repetition. You'll do anything well.
Right.
Okay, the Bell City Brass Works. Give us a little history of the Bell City. Can you do that?
Yeah, so the band was formed in the late 80s with a lot of brass musicians that wanted to play. A lot of them were former drum and bugle corps members from the area. The other kind of source of personnel were from the UW Parkside Music Department. So that's kind of my connection, because I started college as a music major and I was at Parkside. So we had, a lot of us had lessons with Johnny Hemkes, who was a prolific brass music instructor, incredible man. And I actually started playing with the Bell City Brass Works because I lived out in East Troy at the time. And I got wind of a tribute concert to Johnny Hemkes. The band honored him in 2001, and they invited former students to come and participate in the concert. And so I hadn't played in like 20 years at that point. And I joined and have been playing again ever since, and joined some bands out in Walworth County, and then eventually joined the Brass Works and started commuting in, and then eventually moved back to Racine, which is where I grew up. So anyway, that's the short version of that story. But a lot of us have been playing a long time in a lot of groups. Brass players, it's a great outlet to.
Why French horn?
When I was a kid, I knew I wanted to be in band. I grew up in a musical family. I started piano when I was in kindergarten, but I always wanted to be in band.
Whoa, 5 years old playing the piano?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. But my first piano book was called Teaching Little Fingers to Play. Isn't that a cute name?
I can tell you cuter ones. You know how old I am, and I'm playing baby music.
Well.
And the young girl I'm with, she's 12 years old. My wife's teaching her, too. And she's way ahead of me. She just keeps, she's got musicality. I don't. And she's, you're still playing baby songs. Well, yeah, so, your mother wears army boots. You know, I try to come back with a 12-year-old. What am I going to do? But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so my mom played, she was a teacher, so she was smart in helping us explore different things, right? So she played Peter and the Wolf. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So, every instrument is a different animal.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I chose the sound I liked the best, which turned out to be the French
horn.
Was
that the hunter? Who was the
Probably. I don't remember anymore.
I remember each instrument. My dad, when I was a little kid, brought me an album home, a record album. It was Peter and the Wolf. And at the beginning, the narrator's describing every instrument is a different animal. Here's the wolf.
Yeah.
And here's Peter. Peter was like a flute or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the French horn, I think, was the hunter. How do I remember this stuff?
Yeah.
I can't remember my password from yesterday, but I remember back when I was 5, 6 years old.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So elementary school is when I started, 5th grade, 6th grade.
I tried instruments. I tried the trumpet. I couldn't do it. Couldn't get that spitting thing they do in the trumpet, you know, where they don't blow air into it. They purse their lips and
we have to buzz.
Yeah, buzz. That's a term. Yeah, but I couldn't.
We
do
all
that.
Buzz. That's a brass thing.
Yeah, you got to do it right on all these brass. Except the flute, you don't have to buzz.
That's
do you?
That's not a brass instrument.
What is that? A woodwind.
Woodwind.
Is that? Ah, I didn't know that. Yeah. I just remembered that.
So the Bell City Brass Works only brass.
Oh, look
and,
at
and
that.
And percussion.
Yeah, well, that's not brass.
We allow percussion. That's it.
Wow, that's right. Flutes are woodwind, like clarinets.
Correct.
Yeah.
You got it.
My brother played a clarinet. He played every instrument. He just had musicality. I didn't have it. Okay, so what's the program coming up here? Songs and Dreams. Ah, the music of the Emerald Isle. Ah,
yes.
Mr. Gagan, music of the Emerald Isle.
It's fabulous. Just all this Irish music.
Anything from Finian's Rainbow?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But we did a similar themed program last year, and it went over really well, and so we decided to do it again this year. There's the Irish washerwoman is part of an Irish dances medley.
Oh, yeah,
so
I know that. Yeah,
that's recognizable.
If people heard it, they would know it.
Totally. Yeah. Many of the tunes you would recognize, and many of them you're not going to be able to keep your foot from tapping or your hands from clapping. It's a very engaging program. There's sentimental songs as well that are. We wrap up the program with Irish Tune from County Derry, which is a very moving Irish tune. We also have some soloists. We do high school music scholarships, and we have two scholarship winners this year. Both are young women trombone players, one from Tremper, one from
Oh, that's great.
Bradford.
Yeah,
bring
them in, yeah.
So Emmeline Erickson and Leah Weisinger. So Emmeline is going to be awarded an $800 scholarship. She was the first place winner. And then Jamie will receive a $500 scholarship. And that money comes from donations. So you'll have an opportunity at the concert to donate to that cause.
And where is the concert?
The concert's at UW Parkside in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall.
Yeah, okay, I've been there.
Which
is
a beautiful concert venue. The acoustics are absolutely perfect. It's a wonderful place to play.
Right next to Petrifying Springs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we get our water from.
Oh, yeah. You've talked about that before. That's really cool. So we don't charge admission to our concerts. We do have a free will offering. And the free will offering for this particular concert, all the proceeds are going to go to fund the scholarships, future scholarships.
That's Sunday, March 16th, 3 p.m. We have more coming up here in just a moment. Bell City Brass Works. Katie Humphrey is here talking about their concert coming up for St. Patrick's Day, the day before St. Patrick's Day. Too bad it's on a Monday. It kind of St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of puts a kibosh on the actual parade day.
Right. Yeah, anyway. You got to go to the parade Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Right? It was Saturday. Yeah. All right, more coming up in just a moment. But first, here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Man wouldn't be allowed to do that at your concert. He's playing the violin, the
fiddle. That's right.
Yeah, only brass. That's the Irish washerwoman, and that's everybody knows that. Not by name per se, but they know it.
They know the tune.
What else are you going to play for us?
Well, that Irish washerwoman is part of a medley of Irish dances. So Clancy Lord the Boom is part of that medley. The Last Rose of Summer, which features a solo by our flugelhorn player Eric Weiss. That's absolutely gorgeous solo.
Oh, Eric Weiss, yeah, okay.
Yeah. The Galway Piper is part of that. Nancy Quist, another one of our fabulous soloists, she's doing a cornet solo on An Irish Blessing. And then there's a really powerful song called Gale Force, which is just, you know, great Irish, you know, toe-tapping music. Gary Owen is another song people will recognize, maybe not by name, but you would definitely know the tune. And then there's a John Williams piece, Far and Away. I think it's a movie.
Yeah, from the movie Far and Away. Yeah,
yep.
With I think Ron Howard directed that. Yeah.
So that's got some great music in it. And then Molly on the Shore is a Percy Grainger tune. We're playing that, and then we end the concert with a very moving Irish tune from County Derry. So
wow, these are great tunes.
They are. It's just a great program and just so much fun. So I can't say enough how it's definitely worth your time to come in and watch it.
Who chose all the tunes?
Our director, Doug Johnson, and Jim Mertens, one of our board members, longtime member, helps with choosing the music.
Yeah, Far and Away, I think that was with Tom Cruise. I got to think back. I got to look it up because I'm pretty good at movies. I know The only thing I can say about that, it was one of the last movies ever shot filmed in 70 millimeter.
Really?
Yeah. I think Quentin Tarantino did a Western in 70 millimeter after that. But usually they blew them up from 35 to 70. Ron Howard shot it in 70 millimeter. Very, very expensive. But he did it for Far and Away. Yeah, the music in that was great. I have the soundtrack. Yeah.
It's really, really a great medley.
You've been to Ireland?
I've been to the airport. I've been to Wales.
I've been to the airport.
Yeah. My heritage is Welsh, and I traveled to Wales, and I had a connection through the Dublin airport. So I bought a few mugs for my daughters. That's about all I can say about Ireland, but it's beautiful. I mean, seeing it from the air, just green, as far as green.
You know, I went to the to Holland once, the Netherlands. My first wife, her relatives lived in Holland, in the Netherlands. And I went there, and they lived in Utrecht. And it looked like Manhattan, looked like a city. And I said, where's all the windmills? And the, I'm sitting here in Holland, and where are the wooden, nobody's walking around in wooden shoes in the streets. Where is all that stuff? Yeah. She said, I will take you out to the countryside where the windmills are. You're in a city now.
Oh, right.
In Utrecht. And so, but I'll take you out to the country. And she did. And there were the windmills with the green meadows and everything in Holland. No wooden shoes. Didn't see anybody wearing wooden shoes. But yeah, you got to get out of the city to see that kind of stuff.
Well, flying in there, it was from the air, just like patchwork quilt of every shade of green you could imagine, vibrant. I mean, that was incredible sight. So I'm sure on the ground it was even. But you know, the Welsh countryside is very similar to Ireland.
And if you ever actually look up a little history of St. Patrick's Day, green was not the color; blue was the color they use in Ireland. I don't know how green got started. Maybe we had some extra green ink or something.
But speaking of Welsh, I have to mention this. Okay. So, the patron saint of Wales is Saint David, and they celebrate saints when they die. So, did you know that? That's the date they celebrate, right? So March 1st is St. David's Day. That's the Welsh saint. St. Patrick was the Irish saint, right? But legend has it that he was really from Wales.
Look at you standing up for your heritage, not letting anybody trample the truth.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, so now what do we do about this information? We can't change St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know. You stand up a little taller if you're Welsh, I guess.
What do we do now? We have all this green shamrock stuff. Everybody's got the St. Patrick songs, and now we've got to change that to Welsh.
Now you know the truth.
Tom Jones is Welsh.
Yes.
Tom Jones. She's a lady, and it's not unusual. Yeah. That's about it. That's all I know from Wales. Oh, there was something else from Wales. That's not part of the British Empire, is it? Was it ever?
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay. That's where I remember it from. Yeah. There's a castle in Wales or something.
Right. I mean, it's all very close.
Wow.
Geographically.
Yeah. Never over there. Yeah. Never over there, except for the Netherlands. But they don't have any Holland holidays, the Netherlands. So let's do a review here. Okay. I want to make sure people know this.
Yes.
The Bell City Brassworks free concert. It's coming up at UW Parkside at the Francis Bedford Theater. And it's coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. What does Mark Encore say? Downbeat is at 3 p.m. I just like to use that. So it makes it sound like I'm in the music industry. Songs and Dreams, the music of the Emerald Isle. How long is the concert?
It'd be about an hour and a half, the most.
Yeah.
So there's an intermission, too. So if you need to take a break, you can.
You could say it. Use the bathroom. You can say it here. The bathroom's a bathroom. People got to use the bathroom. Okay. And it's free.
And there's the guest soloist, too. Each of those winners will perform their piece.
Any singing?
No.
No vocalists? Okay.
No. So they'll perform this is kind of funny, actually. The kids, when they compete for the scholarship, they perform their solo and ensemble piece, because this is the time of year that kids do district solo and ensemble. So it turns out that both girls did the same piece. So you're actually going to hear the same song twice.
Oh, we can compare. All right. Who gets the bigger scholarship? This is all down to this.
But they're both outstanding young musicians. So you will enjoy it both times.
Well, that's great. Songs and Dreams, the music of the Emerald Isle. Sunday, this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the UW Parkside Francis Bedford Theater. Really easy to find that place. And
great parking, easy access.
Oh, yeah. Lots of parking. Yeah. And you get right in there. It's right next to Petrifying Springs Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll see all the dog walkers out there. There's millions of them out there. Well, have a great concert.
Thank you.
Oh, this sounds like a lot of fun.
It's really, really, I can't say enough. Please come. It's worth it. It's a wonderful program.
And a promised bathroom break, too.
Yeah.
All right. Look at you turning red under it. All right. Thank you, Katie Humphrey.
Thanks and so much.
We'll see you this summer, too, with the
Racine Concert Band.
Yep. That's outside, so that's dangerous because if it rains, see, you're tucked in enough where you don't feel the rain.
Mm.
You're in the band shell. The poor flute players out front.
Yeah, they always get wet. Yeah.
And that poor announcer always gets wet.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, guy.
He's a drip anyway, right? Hey, the rest of the story from Paul Harvey brought to you every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolate. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha brings you the rest of the story with Paul Harvey.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Michael and Patrick, ages 11 and 9, respectively, had not seen their father in some while. Life had been, well, complicated. But no hard feelings, the boys just wanted to see their dad. And so it was on that warm August day that Michael and Patrick, brimming with anticipation, left summer camp to embark on their long-awaited visit. Dick, the boy's father, had mixed emotions. Of course he wanted to see them. He'd been touched by the recent correspondence with Patrick, had looked forward to such a reunion as the one approaching, and yet, should this be the last time the boys ever saw their father alive? And well, it might be. Then did he really want them to remember him like this? Well, the rest of the story is that Dick, for some years now, had been fighting something he called aggravated asthma, not wanting to give it its real name, irreversible emphysema. Well, Michael and Patrick arrived a bit early. Their first sight of their father was that of a very old man, yet in his early 50s, with a male nurse standing over him, heavy therapeutic weights on his chest. Dick told them not to worry. These were just exercises, he said, to help Daddy breathe easier. He struggled to his feet. He would avoid using the oxygen mask in front of the boys as long as he could. The three of them went out to the yard. Dick sat in a lawn chair, Michael and Patrick in the grass beside him. They listened intently to every word their father spoke, as though they realized that however long they had with him might be all the time they'd ever have. Dick gave his sons two Polaroid cameras as gifts to entertain them. He described how camera lenses worked, how these particular cameras made photographs so fast. Later, he brought out a paint set. He let the boys compete to paint the best picture of a given object or scene. There was not much talk of home or the mother, who was no longer Dick's wife. These were his hours with the boys, and he would make the most of them as such. 2 days passed quickly, but toward the end of their happy visit, Dick felt himself sinking. And by the time Michael and Patrick boarded the homebound plane, their father was near collapse. No, this was not the end. Though there was no relief in the interminable while that lay ahead, more than once Dick nearly succumbed to his ineffable ailment. Each time his lungs would fill with fluid, his belly would distend, his heart would begin to fail, but each time he was retrieved from the brink of death through extraordinary means that grew less and less welcome. And then finally, not even extraordinary means were extraordinary enough, and Dick died December 14, 1964, in a hospital emergency ward, for the emphysema that took his life had progressed beyond his ability to control it, with the help of a habit that seemed also beyond his control. You see, all the while Dick was dying of lung disease, he never stopped smoking. As his body continued to deteriorate, it became increasingly difficult to find people willing to sneak him packs of cigarettes, but he succeeded right up to the moment he failed and created a tombstone named Richard J. R.J. Reynolds, Jr. The R.J. Reynolds? That's right. The tobacco tycoon, the man who literally manufactured his own demise. A postscript. At that bedside, one of his sons stopped smoking, never smoked again. The other son did not stop. The other son died from the same disease. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up 12:05 this afternoon with Dan Marcus. Right here at WRJN, where it's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news in the morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a Racine County connection to the case of that Oak Creek girl that went missing and was found. A Burlington woman has been charged with interfering with child custody after allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. It led to an extensive search operation in Oak Creek and across the area. 36-year-old Luisa Asala is being charged with a felony and being held on a $20,000 bond. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. Other big topics covered included redistricting and collective bargaining rights. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. The body of a missing 18-year-old from Kenosha was found in the lake Sunday. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner says Kayla Sobchak was found. She'd been missing since December 17th. Police say they're investigating what happened. Most people zone out when talking about zoning regulations. In an effort to clear things up and bring understanding, the Racine County Eye has a new feature up. Read all about how the Village of Mount Pleasant allocates land, which determines what can be built and where. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, one complex that Wisconsin farmers and all of us are going to have to be paying attention to this summer, energy prices. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Tariffs are in play when it comes to the cost of our energies, both at the pumps and for things like the energy we'll need to run air conditioning this year. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, says it is going to be a fluid situation.
Yeah, that one right now is really, we've seen that heavy selling pressure in the crude oil market. And that was maybe tied a little bit more to, do we ease some sanctions against Russia if we get the Ukraine-Russian war maybe situated? Plus also OPEC stepped up, said they might be raising production in April. So that's really sent energy prices to, on the tumble. So we'll have to really see how that kind of plays out in terms of the supply-demand side of it, especially as we move towards warmer driving weather as we get later in the spring. But at least right now, maybe we see a little bit of a break at the pump, just given the weakness that we've seen in that energy sector overall, just because of the amount of supply that we're producing, as well as what could be happening on the global scale.
Energy, just another area we'll need to keep an eye on as the tariff conversations continue. That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Well, as we get started on a Thursday morning, so far this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average is down. Commodities are up. Numbers are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Yesterday, barrel cheese gained another 2.5 cents to 167. 40-pound block cheese up 5.5 at 172.5. Double A butter, penny stronger at 234. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 23 cents at 1805. The December new crop corn, penny stronger at 450. November new crop beans are up 6.5, 1013. July new crop wheat's up a nickel right now at 574 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot going into a Thursday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring a few showers and thunderstorms tomorrow evening into tomorrow night. A couple of those could be strong to severe, especially to the southwest. Then more rain Saturday with rain changing to little snow on Sunday. Today, though, sunshine 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Try not to get frustrated. Every day, I try to just be more and more patient. I try to do something fun every day. That's what I try to do. I have some ideas that are fun, but I don't think I'll ever do them because they're not realistic. Like, for example, it's a dream of mine to one day find out where an anger management class meets and let the air to their tires. Just to check on their progress and see how they're doing. Wouldn't that be awesome just to see them run out and just get, remember what you learned? Hey, what did we learn? Getting angry is not going to put air back in the tire, Eric. Breathe slowly. It should sound like air leaking out of a tire, actually. It's kind of convenient.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Sound to something good. It's 7:39 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Woman in New Jersey just returned a library book. It was a little late. 99 years overdue. 99 years. Her grandfather checked it out back in 1926. Never returned it. It's a book called Homemade Toys for Girls and Boys. Now, the library doesn't fine people anymore. It's a good thing because that fine would amount to $18,000. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs near 48 degrees. Right now we've got sunshine 31 degrees at Radio Park with the casinos.
Kiss me each morning for a million years.
each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Talk about timeless hits. Local news and tablet hits WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary AM frequency of 1400. Hey, if you haven't started your spring cleaning yet, don't worry, it's not spring yet. You have a couple more days until that timer officially starts ticking on you. But do you know what you'll plan to clean? Half of the people said they need at least 2 weeks to get all their spring cleaning done. Here are the top chores on that to-do list. Deep cleaning the bathroom, cleaning out the fridge, organizing the garage, cleaning out the pantry, mowing the lawn. Yeah, as long as you do it once a year, mowing the lawn, that's all you need. Organizing the basement or attic, raking leaves, pruning bushes, planting new flowers to spring, and pulling weeds. Sounds like a lot of work. My mother used to change the slipcovers on the couch in the chairs in the living room every spring. She used to take the slipcovers off, and we were able to actually sit on the real couch. But for the winter, she always put these slipcovers on. I never knew the background on why that was. But my wife does the spring cleaning, especially in the backyard. She starts raking and pulling weeds. And what I do is I kind of put it into, we have a mulch pile or whatever we do with that. I have to put it into there. But spring cleaning, ugh. I hate to watch my wife do all that stuff. It's very sad to watch her do all that cleaning. It's 7:44, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
I'm
know, I never did see the Magical Mystery Tour. That's what that song is from, Magical Mystery Tour. It was a British TV, like made-for-TV thing that the Beatles made. It was very wild, and I've never seen it. It was out on DVD and VHS, but I still have never seen it. I want to see what that is now that I'm playing that song. The Magical Mystery Tour. Hello, goodbye. It's 7:47, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, every major studio at one time had their cartoon characters they used to use. Walt Disney obviously had Mickey Mouse, Pluto, Goofy, and all those characters. Warner Brothers had Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, you know, all the Warner Brothers characters. But MGM had Tom and Jerry. Those were their two cartoon characters they used to use. And this is odd but true, and I've seen this cartoon before. It was an episode of Tom and Jerry back in 1956 where Tom and Jerry were both depressed over their girlfriends leaving them. So they sit on a railroad track together to commit suicide. The cartoon ends with the sound of a train barreling down upon them. You don't see the train. It goes to dark, but you hear the train coming in. That's weird. At the time, I never, you know, I didn't give much thought. But when you think back now, whoa, that's not a feel-good cartoon in the morning, no.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can sing, this is mine. You can't take it.
Stevie Wonder, for Once in My Life, 7:53, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Have you ever tried to do this? 77% of Americans think adults should be able to order from the kids' menu. 21% have tried it before. A third have made that request. And the wait staff says, no, you can't order from the kids' menu. Why not? What, do I got to rent the kid off the street to get the food? How does that work? Borrow somebody's kid? Gary Lewis and the Playboys here at WRJN, and count me in.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too.
Supermarket, and you have all those plastic bags, and you're trying to carry them in with one hand. You got 12 bags on one hand, six on the other. Well, this woman came up with a nice little hack. She takes her suitcase to the grocery store. You know, all the suitcases you pull with the wheels on it? Yeah. Uses that instead of bags. She says it's especially helpful because she walks to the store, and even if you drive, it's easier to get the stuff in the house. Huh. I'm one of those guys who's got like six bags on one hand, 12 on the other, and two on my feet, and one around my neck. Should get the bags in the house. That's not a bad idea. Huh. You look a little odd going through the supermarket with the suitcase, but, you know, if you can live with that, I guess it's okay. Sunshine today, highs near 48, sunny and 31 degrees now at Radio Park. Here come the Stones.
I can't get no satisfaction. Cause I tried, and I tried, and I tried, and I tried.
one of the greatest rock and roll songs in history, Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones. Local news, timeless hits. A Goodwill store in central Pennsylvania recently listed a single Lego piece for sale, $15 online, but it ended up being a very, very expensive Lego piece. You see, it's a rare gold mask made from actual 14-karat gold. Lego only made 30 of them, so the store instead sold it at auction for just over $18,000. It's the most a single Lego piece has ever been sold for. The only thing I know about Legos, if you step on one with your bare foot, it hurts. 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS.